All right, where's one to duck? What's up, George? What's going on in the House of Crazy tonight?
Quack, quack. Oh, yes. Tonight we have Fizz. He is the creator of Goofanoid Origins, Make Clowns Great Again. It's on Indiegogo, and we're going to talk to him in a few minutes coming up next.
Yo, stop acting up. Let's get it.
Show for independence all around, giving you a platform to spread your word all over town. Cast the Craze is the place to promote to your fans with the dream of Medina and Sam the Crazy Man. Subscribe to our show and never miss an episode. It's time to get your mats, listen to us on the go. Updated every week, we never miss a day. Join the squad, come on in, it's time to cast the Craze. If you are an independent, cast the Craze! Making moves on your own, cast the Craze! On your grind in the streets, cast the Craze! Join the movement, catch the craze!
Yeah, George, we did it again. Come on now, you know you want to do it. Catch the craze. Welcome to Catch the Crazy Podcast. I'm your host with the most, Sam the Crazy Man Vera, and I am with
George the Dreamer Medina. What's happening, everyone? Welcome to another exciting episode of Catch the Crazy. We are live tonight. It is April the 6th at 7 p.m. We have an Indiegogo special today, not a Kickstarter special, Indiegogo. We're going to be talking about clowns. Well, Goofanoid is the name of the title. Make Clowns Great Again. Artist is Fizz. He's coming up next. If you're afraid of clowns, I don't know how well you're going to be doing with this show. Are you afraid of clowns, Sam?
So bring on the clowns. Okay. Where are the clowns? Am I afraid of clowns? No, I've never been afraid of clowns ever. I mean, I love Bozo the Clown when I was a kid.
Bozo. I like Homie. Remember Homie? Homie the Clown?
Homie don't play that.
Homie don't play that. Homie, don't play that. That was the joint. Yeah, I've never been afraid of clowns. I have a cousin. Big shout out to Lolita. Loli, what's up? She's definitely afraid of clowns, bro.
Well, I've seen people who are like it's traumatic.
So if you are definitely afraid of clowns, to be fair, I don't know but the image that you saw before we started, clearly.
Well, it says make clowns great again.
Make clowns great again. So maybe, you know, you'll change your mind. You know, maybe you'll change your mind about clowns. Yes. But we are going to be talking to an indie, and if that's the kind of content you like, you're into, please subscribe to the channel. Give us a thumbs up. Comment below. Hit the bell. That'll tell you when we go live. Every time we go live, you'll get a notification on your phone. I just got mine. And it'll tell you that we're live when we do these shows. We're going to be here at 7. We have another show coming up at 8. So, you know, double header today. Double header. Yes. But yeah, what's going on, Sammy? How you doing, dog? How are things in Texas?
Let's see. Tornado warnings, left and right. And it's like tornado to the left. Bro. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, this one did some damage. It did some damage to like the seals of the window. Cool. So the windows, which is crazy.
Wait, what did damage? The rain?
The last tornado storm. The storm
did damage to your house.
Yeah, yeah. So there was the seals on the exterior. The windows were stripped. From the powerful winds, and I got some leaking. So we got some guys coming in Friday. Yeah, yeah, man. Stop peeking. Stop leaking.
Homie leaking.
So, that's right, man. Leaking. Stop acting up.
So I haven't heard that in a minute, man.
I know, right?
Ooh, you can sound it with the sound effects.
Yeah, and then so we have 3 days of storms coming, with a potential yeah. tornado. But outside of that, I just got an alert from UPS that they're experiencing some problems. They're supposed to deliver the coloring books and the guidebooks today. They're not coming until tomorrow now. So it wasn't supposed to go out Friday, but I never get UPS till like the end of the evening. So I won't be working on it till Friday, getting it out to you to get shipped out on Saturday. So all of the rest of the rewards will go out Saturday, and that'll be the end of the campaign. Then it's just about promoting the launch of the second campaign. And so if you haven't signed up yet, go over and sign up for There's an Alien in My Toilet, issue number 2. Launches May 31st on Kickstarter. This one's definitely going to be funnier than the last one. You don't want to miss it.
Yeah, no, that's what's up. Damn, dude. Freaking delays, man. Delays. Killing.
Things I can't control.
Yeah, those things kill it, man. They're killing. Yeah. Big shout out to, I was watching Ted Davies, Artistry. Big shout out to him. If you guys don't follow his channel, check it out. He was talking about fulfillment of his campaign. And, you know, it's been delayed. And it's crazy because you feel bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there's nothing you can really do, you know? And, you know, you feel bad about it. I'm trying to get ahead of some of that stuff. You know, I've been fortunate with like my product, my book was done ahead of time. So I was able to print some copies out in case something like that happens. You just don't know how much you should print because you don't know exactly how many people are going to pledge to your campaign or how well
exactly
you're going to do. So it's you're taking a risk by doing that because you're going to end up, you know, if you print too much, you end up with stuff in your house. Good thing conventions are opening up now, so you can actually go to conventions and maybe sell some of the product that you have overstock on. But yeah, I mean, you know, you just never know. You just never know. You hope for the best. You really hope for the best. But we opened up the show with a little quack quack, little Wonder Duck action. Big shout out to Morgan Quaid who did that. That music was done by him. He composed it. He's a theater and artist. Really cool dude. But if you haven't yet, please make sure you follow the pre-launch page that is up right now. It's going to be in the show notes. The Adventures of Wonder Duck launches on May 4th. May the 4th be with you. Yeah. So we're going to go live, 8 p.m. show. You know, it's not going to have all the bells and whistles that Sammy had. You know, I mean, I don't, you know, I'm tame expectations here. Sammy was inside of a spaceship.
Yeah, but your strategy is smart. You've given out a lot of free stuff.
Well, speaking of free stuff.
No, that's it. I'm changing the screen. Change the screen. Boom. Go ahead. Talk about your free stuff.
Hold on. It's always upside down. I always bring it. Hey. Anyway, listen. If you guys have signed up to the page and you've let me know that you signed up to the page, a lot of you already have, go to the Adventures of Wonder Duck and send me a message saying, hey, George, I signed up. Because what I want to do is I want to send you guys a PDF of this guy right here. It's an 8x10 print. It'll be the PDF that I will be sending as a thank you for signing up to the campaign. And then when we go live on that Wednesday night, when we go live, if you do decide to pledge, then I will include this print, 8x10 print. It's a cardstock. I will include this print with your tier, physical tiers only. I will be mailing that out to you as a thank you for, you know, being one of the first to come on. And I do have a lot of, a lot of people have already signed up. So that's awesome. I really appreciate every single one of you. I have more than half of you reached out to me, letting me know that you did sign up. If you haven't yet, but you know you did, let me know. Send me an email. Lie to me. I don't even care. I'll send it to you anyway. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just send me that and let me know. So,
yeah. I mean, with the amount of stuff that he's giving out for you, got a pledge. I mean, come on.
Because I'm also, the night that we go live, I will be raffling off a t-shirt.
Eight more stuff.
I'm going to be raffling off
a t-shirt. How many t-shirts did you ship out?
Again. Again, this t-shirt will be raffled off to the people who signed up to the campaign before it launched. So this is specifically for you guys, for the first time, for the ones that are coming in now. The t-shirts will be, I have different colors. I'll let you guys know what colors I have. And they come in youth, men, female. So we got options. We got options, guys. We got options. So definitely sign up. And let me know you have. That's the biggest thing. It's letting me know you signed up. If I don't know you signed up, I can't put you in my wheel. I have the spinner going.
The wheels on the bus go round and round.
We're going to be doing things. We're going to be doing things on May 4th. So
how many shirts did you give out, bro?
What?
How many shirts did you give out?
T-shirts. Let's see. I'm going to say about maybe 7 T-shirts, I think. 7 or 8. Nice. Maybe. Something like that. Yeah, yeah. Something like that. You know. Hey, listen. When you are invited
to a T-shirt, you better pledge.
This is what I'm saying. When you're invited to somebody's house, you never show up empty-handed. So a lot of T-shirts went out.
You're the invite tour, not the invitee.
No, no. But I'm going to the house. So I'm bringing something to the house.
Whose house are you going to? They're going to your house.
No, no, no.
They're coming to your party.
No, no. The T-shirts that I sent out were to some of the people who I'm going to be on their podcast.
Yeah,
man. Listen, when you show up to somebody's house, you never show up.
Yeah, you would think that you grew up on the block and you didn't, you know, because that's straight up strategy, bro. That's just smart stuff.
That's just to me, that's just common sense.
Smart. That's just smart.
Common sense. Like I think you gotta be from the hood to have common sense.
On the block, it's always strategy. That's the that's why that's why Jay-Z so successful. That's why 50 Cent so successful. I mean, because Dr. Dre, because they learned the art of the deal. They learn how to navigate in the world. So they and those are similar tactics.
But you know what? But listen, and shout out to Peter Palmiotti. We were on his show earlier today, and he asked us a question about what are you guys doing different? You know?
You didn't even say that.
I totally didn't even think of
it. I couldn't think of nothing.
I didn't even, I swear to God, he asked us that, and I was like, maybe it was the pause, because he caught us. Bro, I was like, my brain was mush. I had no idea. And then now that I'm thinking about it, because when you're an independent artist, you have to think, and he said that himself, if he had thought more like a businessman in his career, he'd be further along in his career. Because you do have to be a businessman and a creative and do things at the same time. So, and you have to think out of the box, bro. Like there are so many campaigns, so many things that are going on. And so you have to think outside of what everybody's doing and try it. And sometimes you got to spend a little money. You know what I mean? You got to spend some stuff. I like to take calculated risks. I mean, listen, the t-shirts that I'm sending out, I have an Amazon account where, you know, if you buy a t-shirt, obviously I get some money from the t-shirts that I've purchased because it's part of my business, right? Like I have a store and any t-shirt you buy, I get, you know, rightly so, I get a cut of the t-shirt you buy. So if I'm ordering these t-shirts, some of that money goes back to me. So it's a calculated risk. Am I losing money? Yeah, but in all business, right? And you, anybody who's ever read a book about business will say, it takes money to make money, you know? Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
This is done, George. I prefer a tank top.
Look at you. Sarita, what's up? Yo, Sarita. Oh, my God. Sarita and I go way back. That's my girl. Yeah.
So where's that from?
What's that?
Take me back. Do-do-do-do. Take me back.
Oh, man. Hold on.
I've been told.
Wow, easy.
Do 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 do.
Oh,
people everywhere,
bro. Why can't I come up?
Rocky, bro. Rocky. There's two parts. One with the guys by the fire, by the trash can singing it, and then the other time when he's singing it to his wife, and she goes do do do.
Don't they come back in like the older version of him and like the older versions of him? Don't they have that scene all over again? That's right, man. Rocky.
Then whenever she was singing his birthday cake, whatever, he's singing the song, and then he points to her and she goes do 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 instead of do 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 do.
Dodo. What a doubt out. Yeah, no. But and speaking of indies and speaking of strategies and speaking of, you know, projects, Indiegogo is a crowdfunding platform where people sign up and they, you know, help you crowdfund your project. And our guest tonight, Fizz, has a project on. They're called Goofanoid.
Goofanoid
Origins.
Yeah.
Origins. Make clowns great again. And he's gonna be talking to us about that in just a few minutes.
Yes.
Looking forward to that.
Yes. There it is right there. You know, we'll be showing that when we have them, when we bring them on. What's this? Mercy.
Mercy. Mercy. Yes. Mercy Days, man. Mercy Days.
That was also the spot. We had a few meetings at Mercy College.
Mercy Days, Philly Days. Yeah. I'll just say Jagged Little Pill. That's all I'll say. But Fizz is in. Fizz is in the green room. He's going to be coming in a few minutes.
He'll be coming on in a couple minutes, a couple minutes after this commercial break. So again, if you're looking to launch a campaign and you want to get a head start and spread the word, you can do that by sponsoring an episode of Catch the Crazy, but don't listen to me.
Do you have a Kickstarter campaign and you're trying to figure out how to get the word out? You look online and you see the competition is fierce. Comic cons are slowly coming back, but in the meantime, how do you spread the word? You worked for hours creating your campaign. You post on as many social media sites as possible, trying to get the word out to no avail. Well, look no further. Why not sponsor an episode of Cast the Craze Podcast, the fastest growing indie podcast in the market today? That 30-second promo can get you an extra 2 to 3 backers or more. Who knows? Let's go. Hit the link below and get one step closer to a successful campaign.
There you go. And welcome, Fizz, to Cast the Craze.
Hello, the Craze. I'm not real. I subscribe. I don't really watch all your live streams. I mean,
what's
I don't
up?
Really know your names.
Yes,
that's all right, man. I'm George, and that's Sam right there. So, welcome, though. Welcome to the show. We're happy to have you, and we can't wait to talk about your project, man. But before we start, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
About myself?
Yes.
There is nothing interesting about me, man. There hasn't really been any interest about me since I was born. I mean, I was born in 2002. Earliest memories of that of when I was 3 during Hurricane Katrina.
Oh wow!
Lived in Georgia for the rest of my life. Still is.
Wow!
So you're from New Orleans? You're from that area?
Yeah, for the first 3 years of my life, I barely remember New Orleans.
I gotcha. All right, and so how did you get into comics and writing comics and creating comics?
I've always been familiar with superheroes, thanks to my favorite superhero growing up as a kid, Spider-Man. I watched all the Sam Raimi movies.
Yes. I agree with you on that one. I love Spider-Man, man. Okay, so you watched the Raimi movies. Are those still your favorite Spider-Man movies, or do you like Andrew Garfield
I love the Raimi movies, but also like the first Amazing Spider-Man.
Okay.
I was going on how much I don't like Miles Morales. I mean,
so you're not a big fan of Miles?
No, even though I'm black, which is kind of because Miles Morales doesn't need to exist. It's kind of a boring ass character.
Hey man, that's a hot take.
A hot take. It's not there. I mean, what is he? Just look at this personality. What food personality Tracy does have is a copy of Peter. So what's the point? This character.
I got you. Yeah, you know what's crazy? I've never.
I just watched Static Shock.
I've never. Oh, okay. Okay, good point. I've never actually read any Miles Morales comic book, so I can't even say. But hey, I'll take your word for it, man. So quick question for you now on the topic of creating in comics. I know you're a big fan of Spider-Man. What led from Spider-Man to like the book that you have on that you have right now? To walk us through that correlation.
Okay. So how I got sequential art is when I was going through puberty and I looked up Naughty Comics and Internet. How I come up with this character, Goofanoid, is there's this DC Comics character that they barely use because that's how DC is most of his characters. It's a creation of Steve Ditko. It's called the Creeper. Now, I love the Batman animated series episode where they had the Creeper show up. Beware the Creeper. Now, he's not actually a Batman villain. Mm-hmm. His grave was on comic series in the 60s, and then they rebooted it in the 90s, and then they rebooted it again in the early 2000s, and they can't stop rebooting it. Because that's how DC is with a lot of these characters. They can't stop rebooting it. Like, it's always the similar origin, but and then he never goes on that long. Mm. So I thought that Domino's Pizza Noid mixed with the Creeper for a character. At least Domino's Pizza Noid Moses appearance. So I got these. Was Creeper? Creeper's like a trickster, jokey anti-hero. Goofnoid's not an anti-hero, but he's a jokester superhero with joke prank gadgets that beats up bad guys in funny ways and laughs a lot and has crazy personality. Personality works.
Gotcha. So tell us a little bit about the character. Tell us a little bit about who Goofnoid is.
Now Hernando Maine is a guy who has hallucinations that take the form of various imaginary friends that he knows aren't real, but he can't turn the subconscious off, so they're always going to be there at certain points. And it exists as an extension of his thought process. So he always arguing with them or having conversations with them while he in his room or something.
Gotcha. Now I'm reading through your Kickstarter page, and you have a very good description of him. And you know, he suffers from schizophrenia. You know, his mom is killed by a demonic cult. So there's a lot of depth to this book. It sounds like.
Yes, there's a lot of there's quite a few that have a lot of things that happen in this first issue. Is it's a floppy.
Gotcha. And how many pages is the floppy?
Around 24 pages of actual story.
24 pages. Okay. Yeah, the artwork is pretty sick, man. Tell us a little bit about
it. Yeah, but I can't afford it. I ran out of money. I can't afford any more art unless this campaign gets funded, which is
not really.
This has already been up for almost two months.
2 months.
Yeah, I did. I've been going on live stream shows, but I hadn't got any new backers for any of the shows.
Gotcha. So you have 10 days left. Right now you're at 8 backers, and you have a fixed goal of 504.
I need more money than that to make this book. I need around $2,000. Yeah. $500 just to get in the man.
All right. Well, let's see.
I expect the book to be filled around late May, early June.
Okay.
Because it's not really, it don't take that long to draw this book. It's just I need the money. I don't have any money.
Gotcha. So the artist you were working with, they did a great job. I'm looking at
the cover is drawn by Renzo Rodriguez. That's not the artist who does the interiors.
Okay. So tell me about the interior artist.
Yeah, Kaczmarski. I found him on Twitter as a replacement artist for Wesley Diaz.
Okay. So you've worked with a couple of people.
Wesley Diaz quit the project early on for reasons I don't even know. I don't even know. All I know is he had some personal family issues. He had to quit.
Okay, gotcha. So Sam's got it up on the screen there. So what are some of the perks? What are some of the tiers that people can get?
Okay, you can get the Renzo Rodriguez cover for $18. Mm-hmm. You can get the standard cover for $9. You can get a digital copy for just $3, no shipping. Mm-hmm. Physical tiers, there's shipping, but there's no shipping on digital, of course. You get the main cover plus trading card for $9 as well, but that's limited.
Okay.
And you also get cameo in issue 2 for $18. There are also various combo perks.
All right, so what's that double trouble? One of them is called is that both covers for $21?
Yes, both covers. Yes, $21.
Cool. And then you get a variant and a cameo.
Mm-hmm. Also want them to do a Mike McMahon cover as well. You don't know who that guy is, but I gotta get saves built up. I gotta get the campaign going for that to happen.
Right.
So talk about the your process when you're like for this cover. Was this your idea for this look for this cover, or was it the artist?
Mostly my idea for that cover design. But I wanted some of the imaginary friends in this book to be exploding out of his head.
Nice. No, I think he did a fantastic job with this piece.
Yeah, he really did.
Well, yeah, it's Renzo. He's the same artist who does Thomas Valiant. That's the book I backed started last year. And I still ain't received yet, even though it's fulfilling, apparently. because I live so far down south.
I got you. Yeah, this looks good. It looks really, really good. Yeah, so for everybody watching, this is Goofanoid Origins, and we're talking to Fizz, the creator of the book. He's got 10 days left, and he's got some pretty cool, tiers here. Yeah, now, the Goofanoid, that main cover right there, Fizz, just walk me back. Who did that one? Is that the interior artist that did that cover?
No, that's Renzo Rodriguez. If you want the main... Rodriguez.
This one,
that's the main cover. That's drawn by Jan Kaczmarski, the interior artist.
Right. Okay.
I actually finished the first three strips of Goofanoid.
So you're done with the first three scripts, you said?
Yeah.
How long is the series? Is it going to be an ongoing series, or do you have like?
It's going to be around 30 issues. Then it's going to probably go a couple more issues after that.
Okay.
I'm trying to get this monthly, but again, it's kind of difficult because money issues.
Yeah, no, of course.
So I can't even defend the first book, so I gotta get money, get this started, and then I'm gonna be releasing a bunch of books at one after the other every 2 months or something. Now, if I get to a point in which I don't need to crowdfund the book to make the full all the art and stuff, then I'm going to just start putting it on Indie Planet and Blurb, because I don't crowdfund when I don't need to. Like I just use print on demand if I don't need to raise money funds for it.
Gotcha. So are you planning any shows this year? What's your plan?
Playing shows? No, because I haven't been a participant to a convention before, let alone. Been on stage, had a booth for nothing.
Okay.
I mean, I have my own YouTube channel, but pretty much nobody watches that. So.
What's your YouTube channel? What is it?
Fizz Shozo.
Fizz Shozo. So it's
Yes, right here. Did you see my name here?
Mm-hmm.
You can just search that.
Fizz Shozo. All right. Cool.
So talk about the reason why you chose Indiegogo versus Kickstarter.
I chose Indiegogo because that's where most of the comics gate people are, and most of them don't back Kickstarter.
Okay. Now, is your interior artist also the colorist?
Yes, he does. He does all the art.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. The colors are cool.
Yes, that's on purpose.
Yeah,
that's why I hired him. I hired him because the colors look so bizarre, and that kind of perfectly matched the tone of this character.
So you're saying it's bizarre. So you hired him based on the fact that did he send you those colors, or did you request the colors to be bizarre?
Like, no, I look at the artist before portfolios and see what they got drawing, what style I like drawing, and then I choose which artist is right for a project based on what the preferred art style.
Gotcha. All right, cool.
I spend lots of time on the art station because of that. And I got a whole notepad list of artists on my flash drive of different people with different art styles.
All right.
So why clowns? What is the influence and what was the inspiration behind this?
It's kind of obvious. I said Creeper, and I said the Domino's Pizza Noid. And why clowns is, okay, you got a superhero that's a jokester who pulls pranks on people, on bad guys specifically. Humiliates bad guys through pranks and jokes and stuff, and joke prank gadgets. So what's more associated with that than clowns?
Interesting.
I mean, what else would it be?
I mean, it could be whatever you want, you know? But you decided to do it as clowns, and that's great.
Yeah, you're the gatekeeper, so you can actually determine what the outcome is.
Yeah.
You know, so a clown to everybody else can be something different.
Yeah, no, big time.
I mean, I've never been scared of clowns. Clowns have never really been scaring me at all, like most people, because for example, I don't understand the character of Violator, for example. Like, the small villain, like, why does he even turn into a clown?
How do you feel about the Joker?
Joker's all right. Like, nobody's a problem with Joker. Well, Violator, I don't understand. Like, he has the clown gimmick. He has no clown gimmick whatsoever. So why is he turned into a clown?
Yeah, no. I think, and we'd have to ask Todd that, but, you know, from what I see, I think maybe clowns, you know, scare certain people. So if you throw a clown.
But here's the thing, though. He already scary in demon form. And ain't the human form supposed to be incognito? So why would you turn into a clown? It still doesn't make any sense. You already scary in demon form. So what's the point of the clown?
Yeah.
The incognito.
But it's like.
How does that work? Where's he going to stick out?
It's like
it doesn't make any sense.
It's like, what is it, Pennywise? It's like the same thing. It's like,
Pennywise makes sense. Pennywise turns into anything he needs to get to scare anybody.
Gotcha.
Violator, on the other hand, has two forms. One human form to be incognito, and one demon form that's already scary. Why the hell is he turning into a clown and he's supposed to be incognito at the same time? That doesn't make sense.
Sammy, do you read? I mean, I don't know enough about...
I read early issues of Spawn.
Yeah, so like I couldn't answer that question for you at all because I've never
I personally love the character the clown, and I loved John Leguizamo's version of the clown.
John Leguizamo was funny in that movie. Of course,
he made the clown hilarious.
For example, there's a character in one of my comics called the Milkman. It's not Newfano. It's in one of my I'm trying to build a comic book universe. There's a superhero universe. This is with his book. But there's a character in one of my comics, the one coming right after this, a superhero comic playing to do right after this, very soon after this. There's a character called the Milkman. And he's created as a parody of Violator. And the joke is he's a scary little demon that turns into a milkman for no reason. And it's not the 1950s anymore.
He turns into it. Does he like deliver milk in like the glass? Milk containers and stuff.
No, he just looks like a milkman for no reason, and drives around the milk truck. There's no real. I get the joke. Like, what does milk have to do with you being a villain?
Yeah, I hear you. So Goofanoid is now. So let me ask you this about Goofanoid. I know you're saying three issues, maybe more after that. What do we get in those first three issues as far as his character? How far are you taking him without spoiling too much?
Okay, the plot of this issue is that there's an organization called the Order of Blanket. I'm not getting into the depths of what they do.
Okay,
but they assassinated his mother because she might be catching on to what their evil plans for the city is. Mm-hmm. And of course, Hernando's pretty much main goal is to investigate this organization, and that's why he becomes a clown to humiliate these bad guys. Essentially, it shows the world they're not really scary.
Gotcha.
But I want to say is important here. This comic book series plot formulated kind of like the X-Files. So there's a myth arc, and there is lots of standalone adventures which he fights just random stuff. It's not random. It all comes together in the end.
Okay.
This lot of stuff comes back.
Nice.
Yeah,
I'm
just looking at that thing here.
How long is your trailer?
Isn't really even a trailer. It's just me advertising that some tiers how the fun is gonna go, because I can't really make a trailer since there really isn't enough pages.
Oh, okay, so
only got a couple pages. That's it.
So are the pages that we're seeing in the campaign? Is that all the pages you have, or do you have more?
Pretty much all I have the pages you see in the campaign.
Gotcha.
That's a page. There's another page, and I have one more. And that's it.
Okay. And so whatever you get on this campaign will be used to pay the artist to finish the rest.
Yes.
Of
the yes.
Gotcha. And there's like it says 90 seconds. Cool. Goofanoid.
So give us the elevator pitch. So for anybody who doesn't know about this project, never heard about you, give us the elevator pitch. Why Goofanoid? Why should they back this campaign?
Okay. Hernando Main's mother has been assassinated by a strange demonic cult. This sends Hernando over the deep end. And he dresses as a clown all to humiliate everything that's scary within the city. I'm sorry, I haven't done this in a while. Keep in mind, this is between live streams.
Yeah, no.
Because of my reputation, I could barely get on these. There's lots of drama that followed me. If you didn't check the comments on that of the Lenny Gold campaign.
No, so, what is it? Switzerland?
Switzerland.
We're Switzerland.
We are here to promote you and your work, and that's it. Any drama, not anything like that. It's all about the work. You know what I mean? Exactly. Goofanoid is the book. If you guys are enjoying what you're seeing, please pledge to the campaign. Help Fizz get
I always forget to advertise this. If you get seven referrals mm-hmm. on the book, you guys can get the cameo for free.
Okay. So refer it to seven people and you get into the next book for free.
Yes.
Cool. Awesome. Well, Fizz, thank you so much for coming on, man. We really appreciate you. And good luck with the rest of the campaign.
Yeah, but where can people find you? What are your social handles?
I have a YouTube. Like again, I'm Fizz Shows on YouTube and also on Twitter. I'm at Fizz Shows on one on Twitter.
Sweet. Outstanding. Well, you know, again, thanks again. Good luck. This is also streaming on Twitch and on Facebook. And it will be streaming tomorrow audially on Pandora, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and all of the other stuff. So anybody listen to us on the audio platforms, all you have to do is go to the summary and hit the link, and it'll take you directly to Indiegogo, to his landing page, and give the book a shot. If you're not impressed by the cover alone, so go check it out. Again, thanks Fizz for being on Catch the Craze.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye, everybody.
Peace, brother.
Fizzling out.
Right. All right.
All right. So that was Fizz, and it's Goofanoid again. Let me just pull it up one more time on the screen. There it is. It's Goofanoid. It's on Indiegogo. Check it out. And again, a lot of indie creators trying to break into comics and make their dreams of being comic creators come true. And crowdfunding is a way for the creators to do that. So give it a shout. And even if you're not interested in it, send it to somebody who might be. Share the link out. Create the awareness.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Like we said during the interview, we are here to promote artists, indie artists, any drama or any problems that follow them. It's not something that we get into or we look through or anything like that. We're just giving everybody just a shot at coming on and just having their voice heard. So yeah. Unfortunately, yeah. Hey, listen, Fizz, sorry, you're going through some of the stuff that you're going through. Hopefully that gets fixed because those two can't mix, and especially with what we do, we already have so many things going against us. That stuff also doesn't help. With our projects. So
we don't talk about Bruno.
Oh, but, easy Encanto. I still haven't seen that movie, bro.
I was wondering where that was from.
I never even heard it. I never even heard the song itself.
No, I see all these memes and skits, and I'm like, what is that about?
Yeah.
This is a drama-free podcast, and so your past is as important as what you're doing today. And if you're a creative, we'll support you and get you out there, as long as you're just promoting positivity in your book. Because we want to keep it that way.
That's right. The only drama we talk about is what's in your book. If you have a drama book that you want to talk about, and you know you have some gut-wrenching things going on in your story, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about, you know, your process and how you come up with those ideas and things like that. That's awesome. We'll talk about that. Anything outside of that, no bueno, no bueno. But yeah, no, that, you know, hey, listen, we're all out here trying to do our thing. And this is just another artist trying to do his thing. So if you guys can and want to, remember, like he said, 7 referrals. If you tell 7 friends about Goofanoid, and he will put you in the next issue. What is this?
Come on, how is this clown that fire? That's dope, this clown is fire.
Hey, listen, Fizz said it didn't make any sense.
This is fire. Look at this, bro. Come on. You've been violated, man. This is dope, bro. I mean, come on. I mean, I have all of this, you know, the clown variations and the violator variations. That was funny though. It's like, but you know what? You know, it's not the only one. I mean, you know how many people out there that they are so adamant about their characters or specific characters, and that they have beef with these characters. And I'm like, you know, it's like, look, I still love the way it looks. It's like, I'm digging it. But yeah, that's funny.
I was going to say, if for everybody watching, if while you were watching this, you got a notification that we're going to be on in 30 minutes. It's true. We will be back in about 20 minutes at this point.
Yes, we're going to
be at 8 o'clock. We're coming back with another guest.
We got Matt Shore at 8. He'll be on at 8:15. We'll be on at 8 o'clock. That's right. And he'll be talking about Moby Dick and zombies. And So I'm pretty stoked. So again, just to remind everybody, I'm waiting for the packages of the guidebook and the coloring book. It was supposed to arrive today. It's coming tomorrow. So, you know, unfortunately, I have to wait till tomorrow. And those will get shipped out. And if you haven't done so already, please sign up to Disney in My Toilet. The landing page is also in the summary. And also check out, put that up, bang. And also check out Wonder Duck. The landing page is in the summary. That's actually going to, we're in April, right?
Was that? Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You are actually about 28 days away.
April 6th. Yeah. Yeah, about 28 days away.
Yeah, nice.
Ooh, right around the corner, son.
Right around the corner. So any last minute words?
No. Just make sure you sign up to the page. And if you have done so, remember, send me the info. Sarita, send me your info. Let me know that you signed up so I can send you that stuff. And anybody else watching, if you haven't done so yet, please hit the links. You know, there's a nail in my toilet. Very funny book. You want to get that. Issue 1 already went out. Oh, and for the people who are getting issue 1, who have maybe received the PDFs already, give it a read. If you read it, hit Sammy up. Let him know what you think. Take a photo with the book when it comes in. Sam will make you, he'll make you famous. He'll make you famous. He'll post you all over the place.
One way or another.
one way or another. But yeah, please make sure that you do pledge to that. Subscribe to the channel. We're still on the road to 1,000 subscribers, so please pledge to the channel. Tell a friend, hey yo, I gotta know these two guys that do the show called Catch the Craze. They talk to indies, they talk about all kinds of stuff, all kinds of people. So make sure you let people know that we're out here, and subscribe, like, comment, just keep it going.
Yes. And don't forget, tomorrow morning, we'll be back with the Morning Brew with the Crazy Crew talking about what was the real reason you became an indie? Was it because of rejection? So we're going to have to go deep into that one. And if you want to know why that topic, go check out the Crazy Intent LS, which aired on Monday, and you'll find out why. So join us tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Bring your cup of coffee. Join us. And if you have something to share, we'll bring you on for 2 minutes to hear your point of view.
2 minutes.
Yo, you 6 minutes. Make me nervous. You 6 minutes, Dougie Fresh, you're on.
We will be back at 8:00 p.m. So you know, go eat a quick snack.
Yes.
You know, stretch a little bit, gotta use the bathroom, do what you gotta do, and then come on back.
Another one. Jeez. Anyway, with that said, I'm Sam the Crazy Man Vera.
George, the Dream of Medina.
Yes, we are.
It's just easy. It's not.
Crazy.
acquiesce. No, I was talking about my friend Acquiesce. I met him.
Say my name.
Right?
This is what you were thinking?
Oh, my. He's describing. Listen, I'm the.
What? Catch the Craze. You're listening to Catch the Craze. You are listening to Catch the Craze.
Bobby. Dee, dee, girl.